Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating the implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 39, recorded on June 27th, 2009. Let's take you on a stroll down memory lane. It was 1992, and a pimple-faced young lad couldn't wait to get out of his small town to see the world after graduation. Unlike most of his friends who were college-bound, this particular greasy-faced kid was headed to Finland as an exchange student for a year. Anxiousness gave way to excitement as the day of departure grew near. There were farewell parties filled with aunts who still liked to pinch cheeks, and crass uncles who made jokes about blue-eyed bombshells who were supposedly waiting for the lad upon his arrival at the airport. The advice most commonly given the lad was to keep a written account of his journey. The lad received journal after journal from friends and family, each with fancy golden covers filled with lined paper. Liking the idea, the lad packed them all into his suitcase and vowed to make an entry for every day of his adventure. Those journals still exist today, buried in a box with other Finnish memorabilia that reside in the attic of the man who was once that lad. And what does all that have to do with assistive technology? Well, in order to help me explain, I brought back a fan favorite. So, with some help, let's get into AT tip number 57, the photo album feature of PowerPoint. I'd like to welcome the new and improved BeeBot back to the show. Welcome back, BeeBot.
Yes, I am back.
Where have you been, BeeBot? Give us the scoop, man. What have you been up to?
I have been working for a modeling agency.
No way. Like real life models? Like the Hubba Hubba sort of model? Or like the clay sort of model?
Explain. Hubba Hubba.
Never mind, BeeBot. Just tell the good folks what you've been doing.
I have been resizing and organizing pictures taken of various models.
Ooh, that sounds cool, BeeBot. Good for you. So, how do you do it? What software do you use to resize and organize all those pictures?
I don't use software. I am a robot. The photographer prints the pictures and feeds them directly into the scanner built into my mouth. I analyze the photos and resize them to fit into a photo book for the editors to review.
Wow, the photographer hand feeds in each photo? That's gotta take a long time. How long does the whole process take?
10 photos takes 30 minutes.
You've gotta be kidding me. 30 minutes for 10 photos?
It does take a long time, but I am the only device available that can complete such a task.
BeeBot, I hate to tell you this, but no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Actually, no, you're not. In fact, the photo album feature of PowerPoint does this with a folder of digital pictures. It's also a great way to create adapted books, provide writing prompts, and more.
You are mistaken.
No, see, let me show you right here. The photo album feature of PowerPoint comes built into Microsoft 2007, but you can download it for free for earlier versions as well. I have a link to where you can download it up at the blog site attipscast.wordpress.com. Since I have Word 2007 here, I'm going to explain how it works using that version of Word. But you should know, BeeBot, that earlier versions are almost exactly the same, so the functionality is pretty consistent.
I do not want to see this.
Don't be upset, BeeBot. Just wait until you see how students with writing difficulties can benefit from this tool. See, once you open PowerPoint, you select the Insert tab and then Photo Album. The Photo Album window pops right up. Use the File/Disk button to select photos that you would like to insert into your photo album. Essentially here, you're navigating to where you have your photos stored. Maybe it's on a thumb drive or a hard drive or a CD or a memory card from a digital camera or even directly from the camera itself. Once you've selected the pictures you want to use, you select Insert. A list of these pictures will appear in the photo album window.
That is efficient, but it is limited. You cannot rearrange the pictures or make adjustments to the pictures like I can.
Well, actually, BeeBot, you can change the order of the pictures just by selecting a picture and using the up and down arrow buttons. Not only that, but you can adjust the orientation, you know, if a picture is on its side or something, and you can adjust the contrast and brightness as well.
So you can put pictures into a PowerPoint slide. Big deal.
You're right, Bebot. It is a big deal. It can help students with writing difficulties. See, right down here on the same photo album window, there is something called Album Layout. From the drop-down list next to Picture Layout, choose one picture with title or two pictures with title. Then make a selection from the drop-down list next to Frame Shape. Anything there will do. And select Create and watch what happens. I know. I knew you'd be impressed at how all the pictures popped into the PowerPoint, one picture per slide, each perfectly sized. And look, there's a place to type above each picture. The student now has a visual to work from. The student could use the visual to help write the sentence, you know, describing what they see in the picture.
I see. When they are done, they will have a paragraph or essay, depending on how much they write.
Absolutely affirmative, Bebot. That's right. Sweet. In fact, there are all sorts of different ways this can be used. Students could choose their own pictures to tell a story, or maybe a teacher provides pictures around some curriculum content and students either arrange the slides in order or tell a story about the content.
You are talking about digital storytelling?
Yes. Yes, I am. In fact, some of the best digital stories involve pictures of the students themselves. Imagine a PowerPoint of pictures about the field trip or community-based instruction trip the students just got back from. Using the pictures taken during the trip, the students could write about what they learned during the trip.
What about students who have difficulty typing?
Well, you don't need to be a good typist in order to tell a good story or relay your knowledge. This is PowerPoint, after all, which has a built-in audio recording feature. Students could narrate a story, one sound file per picture. Really, the possibilities are endless. Students could even take pictures of their family, friends, or whatever is happening in their daily lives and make a journal out of it. You know, I think I have a few of my old journals from Finland right here. Here, let me show you.
I need to go, Chris.
Hey, Bebot, where are you going?
I need to contemplate my existence, find my purpose. Everything I do is already being done. What makes me unique?
Bebot, that's a question we all ask ourselves every once in a while. But I can tell you this, you are unique. There's no other Bebot like you.
Have fun playing with your pictures. I have much processing to do.
Bebot, I know just the thing. Let's make a photo album of all of our times together. Won't that be fun?
Good day.
Yeah, okay. See you later, Bebot. But you be careful out there in the big wide world. Wherever you go, take lots of pictures and send them to me in a PowerPoint using Photo Album. Poor Bebot. He's really down on himself lately. If you want to send him a word of encouragement, you can send an email to me at attipscast@gmail.com, and I'll forward it on to him. Or you can send him a message directly via Twitter, where Bebot's handle is @ATBBOT. That's @ATBBOT. I'm sure he'd love to hear some words of encouragement. Now, a few quick announcements. I'd like to remind you that I'll be doing a poster session at the National Educational Computing Conference called Chew the Fat, Policies and How-Tos in Assistive Technology with Sally Norton Darr on June 29th from 11 to 1 in Washington, D.C. If you're headed to NEC 09, please swing by and say hi. Finally, if you listen to the podcast via iTunes, please take a moment and leave a review. It only takes a moment, but apparently, according to some of my fellow podcasters, the more reviews you get, the more noticeable your podcast becomes, and the more noticeable the AT Tips cast becomes, and the more educators may stumble upon it, and the more educators might learn different ways to differentiate instruction. So please, it only takes a minute, but it would really mean a lot. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.